This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. A great delight to be with you today. Most people, regardless of what their age is, are afraid of being alone. I think if we were really honest, we would say, yes, I don't like being alone. It's just not me. Silence makes a lot of us feel uncomfortable. And when there's nothing happening, we kind of do feel uncomfortable, a little embarrassed. These things remind us of our fear of being alone. What is it about being alone that causes this sort of feeling? And I think this fear drives many people to noise, distractions, and to talk just for the sake of talking. So instead, we keep up this constant stream of words, even if those words really don't mean anything. We'd rather have words than silence. And so we might have our iPod, our CD player, radio, TV, whatever in our homes. We have it on. If we're not listening intently, we're listening as of background noise, in that sense of trying to protect us against the emptiness of silence. And so I guess lots of people wake up in the morning to music. We drive, perhaps to work, going somewhere in the car with music. We have the radio on. We might do some exercises with music. We relax with music, and some people even go to sleep with music. And so there it is. It's all around us. We don't want to be condemned to this discomfort of silence and stillness. So why is it? I think another one reason that we dislike silence so much is that it makes us feel so helpless. We're used to relying on words to manage and control others. Now, that may not be a very good point. If we don't say anything, if we're silent, who's going to take control of a situation? And perhaps you've been in that situation where no one says anything, and yet someone has to say something. So if we're not always doing something, how will something get done? That's the sort of question we can ask. But we know that our tongue, as we speak, is a powerful weapon of manipulation. There can be that frantic stream of words that comes out from our mouth because we're adjusting to our own public image. We're frightened of what people are going to think of us. So we talk. We could constantly talk as a way of letting other people see that we're okay. There's nothing wrong with us. And if you've done something that you think other people are going to be worried and judge you about it, then you'll be tempted to really straighten them out and to help them understand and to really justify yourself. Do you know that in the Bible there are 8 words found in Psalm 46, verse 10? They're wonderful words. They're very simple words that say this: be still and know that I am God. They're very simple, but they really challenge the way we look at things. God's word said, stop, be still, stop, and then you'll know that I am God. So these words tell us that no matter what, God is with us, that God is in control. And in the hurly-burly of life, we might notice that he's there, but it's the silence and in the stillness that we can hear and learn that God is with us. Now, those words from the Bible really are tremendous encouragement that we are not alone. What it says to me today is that God is always with me because God is in control. There's no one like God. He will straighten out any misunderstanding that people might have with you because God is good. He's holy. He cares for you. He loves you. But in order for him to do all this, you must trust him. That's where stillness and trust, silence and stillness are related to each other. How can you actually do that? Well, I think that one of the best ways is to incorporate what we could call little silences that fill your day. Now, there are times during the day when you can be still. As a busy parent, perhaps there are times when you can stop and just think about God, think about your faith. Have a cup of tea or coffee in the morning. That's the silence. Or in the car, if you're driving on your own, turn the radio off and just be still and be quiet and spend that quiet time or that quiet place with God. And that can be anywhere, of course. And learn to speak only when you have something to say. When you want to speak, say something that's helpful and don't be frightened of silence. So loneliness and noise, they're not the only choice you've got. You can learn to use silence and cultivate that inner stillness and practice listening to God. Thank you, Lord, for these lessons. Help us to put them into practice. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.